Is it high risk from some countries? Yes, it is high risk, but it also depends on the category of food. Some categories of food are relatively low risk.
And I'm imagining things like seafood would be the higher risk. Yep.
Frozen carrots would be low risk.
So why is it the company's responsibility and not government or an industry body's responsibility?
Well, I think, and I strongly believe, that it's a governance issue. The companies make corporate social responsibility statements in their value statements that say we will meet our customer needs, we will provide safe food. So really it boils down to being a governance issue that senior management and boards have to ensure the food is safe that they're bringing into the country. Not a government issue. The government set the regulations. They've set the codes, food standards codes that companies have to ensure their food meets. But it really boils down to a governance issue for that individual company importer bringing the food in.
And so that on that the code side of things, so if an importer brings food in, it has to be as safe as Australian produce?
Yes, it is. It's got to meet the Australian Food Standards Code, which is set up by FSANS. And for those listeners, it's a joint food standard code between Australia and New Zealand that's set together many, many years ago. And that's evolved over many years, that code. But our food standards codes is equal to any code in the world, and our consumers expect that the food will meet those codes.
So if the onus is on a company, what does a company have to do?
Well, they have to be sure their supply chains are well known. In other words, arm's length transactions, buying through a nondescript broker in Morocco or Mexico or China, is very hard to make governance work. So actually companies might be chasing value, but they actually have to invest in food safety, put their own people on the ground, not rely on third parties to ensure that food safety is up to the Australian standards.
So if you use Morocco as an example, just as a kind of generic example, so if you were going to import food from over there, you're saying you'd actually have to have a staff member in Morocco saying, right, how do you grow it?
Yes.
Where is the environmental waste going? All that kind of stuff.
The framework of quality assurance should be in place anyway. Most companies would have it, but invariably you cannot rely on just a checklist that the supplying company in that country supplies. You actually have to verify that. The board should determine those steps and the reporting requirements to make sure those steps are being followed. And that's the point that I've been trying to get across. It's really a governance issue by boards and senior management. Don't trust the country or the individual manufacturer. You have to invest with your people in that country to verify that things are happening correctly.
Does that happen?
Yes, it does. Many companies do it. And you'll see, if I just jump away from the food industry and go into the clothing industry, if you remember the problems in Sri Lanka that some of the large retailers found, that they were getting practices that were not fair work under our fair work guidelines, they have to put their people in inspections, safety inspections. It's no different from food. It's really the verification, making sure what people say they're doing, they're actually doing.
Is there, generally speaking, an acceptance to walk away if the risk is too high? If you're getting a really great deal, it must be tempting to say, "Oof, we're getting some really cheap produce here. We should keep this deal going, even if there is a bit of risk there. Let's take that risk."
Importers will talk about the value, and they'll say, "This is $5 a kilo cheaper for these frozen strawberries than locally produced, Australian produced." But there is a gap in that price that says that it's low sophistication where these products are produced. They will not have the good agricultural practices, which we call GAP. They will not have sophisticated good manufacturing practices that we expect in Australia. They will not have them because they can't afford them. There's just not the money in the beginning of that supply chain to ensure GAP and GMP. We want stuff for $5 a kilo, then we are going to get food that hasn't got those things built in.